The White House Report.
The disparities for white America versus black America are blaring during the COVID pandemic. Black businesses are suffering. Connor Maxwell, senior policy analyst for race and policy at the Center for American Progress, says although President Trump says he is pro-business, he is not pro-black business, as 40% of black-owned small businesses will close during COVID compared to 17% for white businesses during the same time.
Black Americans have faced some pretty substantial structural barriers to business creation and development. This isn't a new problem. We've been dealing with it for a long time, but it's been magnified during the current crisis. So a researcher named Robert Fairley from UC Santa Cruz did this great analysis a few weeks ago that showed that between February and April 2020, the number of active black-owned small businesses declined by 41%. That's just an astounding number, and it's indicative of not only the challenges that black Americans have long faced in the small business environment, but especially during COVID-19.
Maxwell contends the problem is amplified because the Trump administration did not have a good track record with black businesses.
You know, the Trump administration has long said that it is a pro-business administration, but its track record shows that it is not a pro-black business administration. So, you know, over the past few years, just 3% of all Small Business Administration loans have gone to black-owned businesses. And the PPP loans in particular structurally excluded a lot of black-owned businesses. As many as 95% of black-owned businesses were unable to get these loans.
The racial breakdown statistics come as this nation is trying to stave off a depression in the midst of a recession. April Ryan, AURN News.